Welcome home and welcome to the family. We're grateful that you're here this morning. And it is May, and we know from April showers come May flowers. And this is the time of year where everybody kind of gears up for their gardens, planting their flowers, mulching their flower beds. And about 5 years ago, Ashley and I, we decided it would be a good idea to plant a garden. And so in our backyard, I built this fence, and in the middle of the fence, I put a gate. I built some raised beds. I put some garden soil in there. And so we thought it would be fun as a family to plant all kinds of things, from fruits to vegetables. And so we got our blueberry bushes, we got our strawberries, we got our cucumbers and our peas, we got our peppers and all things. And it was kind of a fun journey to be able to watch our kids look at things grow from the ground up to flower and become edible. And so a couple months after planting our garden, it was harvest season, and we had peppers going crazy. We had all kinds of different peppers. We had yellow peppers, green peppers. We had red peppers. We had banana peppers. We had jalapeno peppers. And so I'm down at the garden, and I am just kind of picking all kinds of peppers, and I'm tossing them in this giant bowl. I'm picking every pepper, and I'm throwing in there. I got this bowl full of peppers. And so I grab it, and I come into the house. I come into the kitchen, and I set this giant bowl right on the countertops. And my kids are a little bit younger at this point. You know, Ruby Kate and Malik are probably 3 or 4 years old. And I look at my kids and I was like, guys, listen up. This is important. There's a lot of different peppers on the kitchen table. Don't eat them because you won't be able to tell which one's spicy and which one isn't. And they're all like, okay, thank you, Dad. Thanks for letting us know. We got it. And so a couple hours, we're, you know, Ashley and I were doing some chores around the house. We're cleaning up. We're doing a project together. And so I don't remember exactly what we're doing, but Ashley and I are together. And then all of a sudden, in the background, you hear wailing. And it's coming from two people, right? There's just screams in the background of our house. And all of a sudden, in the midst of the screams, you hear, and two kids round the corner as fast as they can, and it's Ruby Kate and it's Malachi, and their faces are flush red. And in the midst of their screams, they look at us, and this is what they're doing. Because they didn't listen to their dad, and you know, in God's sovereignty, they picked a jalapeno pepper. And they didn't shy away. They took a giant bite, and they were feeling the burn. And so my wife, you know, does the motherly thing where she rushes and she grabs some milk and some bread just to help the burn kind of subdue. And, you know, can I just be honest? I didn't feel bad at all. I was like, this is what happens when you don't listen to Daddy, right? Next time you will listen when I speak. Yeah, come on. Woohoo. I have no clue why we're clapping, but I like it. And so you know what's amazing to me is we think that problem of listening stays with us as kids, but it doesn't, does it? Because many of us have been there even in adulthood, right? Someone told you to not take that job because it wasn't a fit for you, and you did it anyway, and it cost you. Some of you were told not to date that person who doesn't follow Jesus because it would hurt your faith and you didn't listen. And now your faith is struggling. Some of you were told not to eat those unhealthy things because it's going to impact your health and you didn't listen. And now here we are. Some of us were told not to buy that car we couldn't afford because it's going to affect our budget. And now our budget is struggling. Because listening is a very important tool in our life and in our relationships. In fact, look what James says in James chapter 1. He says, my dear brothers and sisters. So he's speaking to Christ's followers. He's speaking to the church. He says, take note of this. Pay attention. Lean in, James says. He says, everyone should be quick to listen. Now, I want you to think about something for a second. Of all the things that James could have said, we need to be quick to do, he chose listening. Because I think James knew that a powerful tool in our relational toolbox is the power of listening. You see, if you weren't with us last week, we began this brand new journey called By Design. And all we're doing in this series over the next 5 weeks is we're talking about our relationships. We're all in them. We all got relationships. And they're all different based off of where we are in life. We've got relationships with our family, our kids, our parents, our spouse, our boyfriend, our girlfriend. We got relationships with our coworkers and our boss. We got relationships with our roommate and our classmates and our teammates. We're in relationships everywhere we go, whether we like it or not. And yet, so many of us are looking at our relationships and we're wondering, like, why aren't they working? Why are they so messy? Why are they so painful? Why are they so hard? And what we fail to realize is that God designed us to live in actual healthy and lasting relationships, and yet many of us feel disconnected from that. And throughout this whole series, we're trying to answer the question, how do we build those type of relationships, those healthy, lasting relationships? And in week one, we built a foundation. Right, in week one, if you didn't hear it, I'd encourage you to go listen to it. We built this foundation of, like, in all of our relationships, our calling as Christians is to love people like Jesus loved us. So your calling is not to change somebody, to make somebody work better for your situation. Your calling is to love people like Jesus loved you. Yes, even your enemies. Yes, even people who are hard to love, easy to love. We're called to love. And everything from this series on over the next 4 weeks is gonna build off that foundation. And we're gonna get really granular. We're gonna get really practical in our relationships. We're gonna look at tools that will benefit all of the relationships that we have. And today we're gonna start with listening. Because listening impacts your relationships. Now, when we think about listening, there's two layers to listening. The first layer is just hearing. Right? It's actually hearing what someone is communicating towards you. And you would think, like, this is the easy part of listening. Just like letting it come in the ear and kind of just hearing what people are saying. And yet, come on, this, for some of us, this is really hard. I'm so guilty of this, guys. I hate to do this, but I'm gonna pick on us. Because one place we really have a hard time hearing is right around after Sunday, 1 o'clock, you know, to 4 o'clock, sometimes 7 o'clock, from September to January. Right, you know, it looks like this. I'm sitting down, I'm watching the Bills, I'm watching the Cowboys, and I'm into the game, right? I'm sweating, I'm like, we're gonna pull this off, this is gonna be amazing. And I don't know why, but my wife loves to talk to me in the fourth quarter. You know what she does? She's like, hey, Drew. I'm like, yeah, honey, what do you need? And she talks for the next couple minutes, and I don't hear a dang thing. Like, but you know what's amazing? I'm really good at being like, yeah, honey, I hear you. Yeah, yeah, I'll get it done. Got it. And then I'm like, what did she just say? And all the ladies said, oh, come on, ladies, where you at? And I gave you an opportunity. This is like you elbow. And all the ladies said, yeah. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. All right. I got them. You can go. Husbands, I'm sorry. Forgive me. But sometimes we aren't paying attention. We aren't looking. We're not hearing. The second layer of listening is understanding. This is the deeper layer, right? This is comprehending. This is understanding the emotions and the intent of what's being communicated to someone. It's one thing to hear, it's another thing to understand, to comprehend. I love what Harper Lee says in the book To Kill a Mockingbird. She says, you never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view. Until you climb into his skin and walk around in it. That's what it means to understand. And when it comes to listening, here's what I think we fail to realize. That when we listen in our relationships, it benefits you and the other person communicating. When we choose to listen, it benefits the person who is hearing and understanding and the person who is communicating. And I think we've bought the lie that listening is just one-sided. That if I listen to you, I'm doing you a favor. No, you're doing everybody in the relationship a benefit. It's benefiting you and the person communicating. When you listen to your spouse, I promise it'll impact your marriage. When you listen to your boss at work, I promise it's gonna be good for your career. Teenagers, when you listen to your parents, even though you think they're old-fashioned, it'll keep you safe. Because when we listen, it benefits us and the other relationship. But if we're honest, we're not really good at listening, are we? In fact, I would bet that most of us, when we talk about relationship, like how do we fix our relationships, probably know what it would say. Hey, you know what we need to do? We need to be good listeners. Because it's like last on the charts. It's something that we ignore, and yet it is impacting all of the relationships that we have. And so what is getting in our way from being good listeners. I want to talk about three barriers. The first one is the most dangerous. It's a thing called pride. Pride tells us that our opinion matters more than anybody else's. Pride tells us that we already know the answers, and so we don't need to listen to anybody else. We've already got the problem solved. Pride likes to speak rather than listen. It's solely focused on ourselves and our way of doing things. And yet, look what the scriptures says about a prideful person. Proverbs chapter 18, it says, "Fools find no pleasure in understanding, in listening, but delight in airing their own opinions." 5 verses later, "The mouth of fools are their undoing, and their lips are a snare to their very lives." And yet the proud person loves to speak. Maybe it's pride in your way. Maybe the second thing, barrier to listening, is just the distractions of life. We live in a high-paced, fast-moving society, a culture full of so many distractions, right? And the greatest distraction that every single one of us faces is the screens that we have. We used to just have TVs in our homes. Now we have portable TVs, from our iPads to our iPhones. And guess what? No matter where you go, a restaurant, an airport, guess what you see people doing? Not talking, not conversing, not listening, just glued to their phone. It's almost as if we become so distracted, we don't even know how to communicate or listen anymore. And this has probably happened in your home and at your table. Imagine this, right? You're sitting down for a nice meal with your family or your friends or your roommates. And dinner's going great. It's a wonderful meal. You're talking, you're communicating. Then all of a sudden, you're interrupted with your phone ringing. And what do most people do? Oh, I gotta see who's calling me. Like, I gotta know, and it could be a complete random stranger or whoever, right? And we interrupt what's right in front of us for something that we don't even know. Can I ask you a question? How many times are you in a different world than the world that's right in front of you? The third barrier to good listening is what I call emotional reactivity. It's when you do actually try to listen, but your emotions get in the way. Now, emotions aren't always a bad thing. Sometimes your emotions can actually help you be a better listener. It helps you empathize with people, understand them. But sometimes when you listen to someone, your emotions can be a barrier. Right? You ever had somebody tell you something hard that you didn't like? And so what happens? Your emotions rage and you get defensive. And when you're defensive, you start interrupting and you start calling out their flaws instead of looking at your own. When your emotions rage, it can cause you just to simply shut down. When your emotions rage, you can often try to fix a problem that someone doesn't want you to solve. They just want you to listen, but you're too busy solving their problems because your emotions are getting in the way. You see, there are many barriers for us to be a good listener, and yet it's impacting all the relationships that we have. But you know what's amazing about listening? When you study your Savior, you will realize that Jesus was a great listener. Now, this is not a common way we look at Jesus. You know, when we look at Jesus, we want to look at some of the amazing things he did, like the miracles, and we want to see Jesus as Savior, as holy, as perfect, as flawless. And these are all true things about Jesus. But we often, when we describe Jesus, I bet if I were to ask you to describe Jesus, probably none of us would admit, you know what Jesus is? He was a great listener. And at some level, it's probably because we don't value listening that much. But Jesus models it for us. And right, we're building off this foundation that Jesus set, right? Like, we truly want to love people like Jesus loved us. And here's the reality for our lives. If you don't love like Jesus, you won't listen like Jesus. And what's amazing about listening is they've done studies tied to listening. And when someone is truly listened to, it's the same feeling as them being loved. And what did Jesus say to his disciples? What does he say to us? He says, "A new command I give you, a new way of living, a new standard. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." And so if I loved you and I listened to you, that's the same response we should have. Because listening is way deeper than we think it is. If we're truly going to be good listeners, it starts at a different perspective, a different way of seeing people. We no longer see people as things that we can use to get somewhere. We see people as image bearers of God who are worthy of love and who are worthy of our ear. And I want to show you how Jesus modeled this. I want to prove to you that Jesus was a good listener. I'm going to show you two examples in his life of how he listened. The first way is Jesus listened with humility and curiosity. At some level, to be a good listener, you have to drop your pride and humble yourself. You have to view people's opinions as maybe even more valuable than yours. You have to be a little bit curious. And we see this from Jesus as a young boy, a young man. So Mary and Joseph take Jesus to the temple and they lose him for 3 days. Talk about really good parenting. I guess if you're gonna lose a child, Jesus is the one you want to lose. So this isn't like a marvelous moment for Mary and Joseph, but after 3 days of frantically looking for Jesus, look where he is. Luke chapter 2, it says, after 3 days, they found him. Where was he? In the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Now, what's amazing to me is, okay, cool, big deal, but remember who this is. This is Jesus, the Son of God. He is the Word in flesh. And so it's almost backwards, right? Shouldn't Jesus be teaching them and shouldn't they be asking him questions? But no, Jesus as a young boy models listening to us. He sits under the authority of other teachers and he engages them. He asks them questions. He just listens. And for a moment, can I speak to the younger generation? Can I speak to our teenagers and our young adults? You see, I know, right, when I was young, all I wanted to do in my life was prove to everybody else I was worth of something, right? And the way I thought that you did that is by screaming the loudest or speaking the boldest. But if you're a young adult and you're a teenager, one of the ways that you can prove yourself is just by simply listening to the elders in our church. Allowing them to speak their wisdom into your life will move you faster than anything you can say out of your lips. Jesus models that for us. The second way Jesus listened is he listened with compassion. What's amazing when you study Jesus's life, who he chose to listen to. What I admire about Jesus is he listened to all different kinds of people. Let me show you one example. You'll see listening in two ways in the story. Mark chapter 10, it says they came to Jericho. Jesus and his disciples together with a large crowd were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. Listen to these words. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Many rebuked him, told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and said, call him. So they called the blind man, cheer up on your feet. He's calling you. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and he came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I just want to see. Go, said Jesus, your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. And I want you to see listening from two perspectives in the story. The first is this blind man. This really annoying beggar who won't be quiet. And the Bible says that when he heard, can you imagine if he didn't hear Jesus was in town? How different his life would be. And that Jesus, right? Jesus is leaving the city. He's leaving Jericho. He's got a mission to go to. He's finished here. And then all of a sudden, everybody in culture is telling this guy, shut up, bro. No one cares. But you know who did care? Jesus. No one was listening to this guy except Jesus. He shouted, Jesus, I need you. And Jesus heard him. And what's amazing to me, again, is the people that we often think we should listen to, Jesus listened to different people. He listened to the ignored. He listened to the marginalized. He listened to the broken, the hurting. Because Jesus was a good listener. So as we think about our relationships, as we think about our lives, can I just ask you a simple but profound question? Are you a good listener? I mean, just pause for a second and actually like think about that. Am I good at listening? And at some level, I'm not even sure we can evaluate ourselves. Because one of two things that are gonna happen is you try to evaluate yourself. Some of you are just gonna beat yourself up so badly about listening that it's not even accurate. Or others are gonna see yourself better than you really are and it's not accurate. And so what I would challenge you to do this week when it comes to this question is find someone you trust. It can be a spouse, it can be a boyfriend or girlfriend, a roommate, a teammate, it could be your kids. Give them permission to be honest and just say, hey, am I a good listener? And be okay with what they tell you. Because what does James say? He says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. Are you a good listener? But let's dive in a little bit deeper. Let's add another layer to it. Let's ask the question, what is keeping you from listening well? What are the barriers in your life that are causing you maybe not to be a good listener? You see, maybe today you're a bad listener because there's pride in your life. And I promise you, you will never be a good listener if pride exists in your life. And so for some of you today, to be a good listener, you have to humble yourself. See people differently as image bearers of God, worthy of your ear. Or maybe you're a bad listener today because of all the distractions that you choose. Maybe you need to put your phone down, turn your television off, look people in the eyes and feel their emotion. But let's dig even deeper. Are you a good listener? What's in the way? But maybe a step of maturity is how are you at listening to people who disagree with you? I think this takes a level of maturity in Christianity that we're missing. Because we love to listen to the people who just agree with where we stand. But what I love about Jesus is he listened to people who even hated him, who didn't see it the way he saw it. And I think as Christ followers in our culture, we've been ingrained over and over again to when someone doesn't agree with you, what do? You cancel them, you block them, you throw them out of your life. And is that really to our benefit? We should be mature enough to listen to people who disagree with us and still stay firm in the word. We should be able to listen to people who have different perspectives to make us well-rounded people. What's amazing about Northridge Church is we've got thousands of people from all different perspectives that we can learn from if we would just listen. So here's my challenge for our church this week. My challenge is that this week we would speak less and listen more. That we would, my mom would say it like this, shut our trap and lean in our ears. And for some of you, this means you're gonna have to just get off social media. Because I know how easy it is to post my opinion online, right? And we think we're changing the world. You ain't changing nobody. In fact, you know what you're doing? Everybody has stopped listening to you. So I'll leave you with the word of God. Proverbs 18, it says, to answer before listening, that is foolish and shameful. Let me just give you the Drew Living translation of this verse. To speak before hearing, that is dumb. Come on. I'm preaching now. Proverbs 29, it says, do you see someone who speaks in haste? There is more hope for a fool than for them. And so here's my promise for you this week. If we choose to speak less and listen more, I believe our relationships will get better. If you become a good listener in your marriage, if you become a good listener at your workplace, if you become a good listener in any relationship, it will benefit not just them, but it will benefit you. So here's my last verse. Listen to advice. Accept instruction that you and I may gain wisdom in the future. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for modeling this for us. God, I think today we devalue how powerful and impactful listening is. And of all the people who didn't have to listen to anyone, it was you, and yet you show us what this looks like. So God, may we go home and ask the people that we love, what kind of listener am I? May we remove the barriers that are in our way, and may we be mature enough to listen to all different perspectives. Help us in the journey. In Jesus' name.